One question from Oman came. Zahra asked a question about Islamic medicine, what she put as Islamic medicine, which I would say prefer to call prophetic medicine as it's known. Specifically, she's asking about hijama, about cupping. What are the proofs for it? What is the correct way of doing it? And try to shed some light on the some important points about this.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show Him guidance. I bear witness that there is no God who is worthy of worship but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last messenger. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and the rest of prophets and messengers. The question concerning cupping, or what's often known in Islam and in Arabic as al-hijama, it has very strong references in so many hadith. Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy on him, as well as Imam Muslim and other collectors of the hadith, have collected several ahadith, sound and authentic ahadith, on behalf of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that once in one hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once invited a person whose profession was cupping, and he was cupped. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cupped once on his head and once between his shoulders and once on his forelock. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the person applied cupping on him, and he paid him, and the price was sa' or two of food stuff. That's a measure. That proves that cupping is permissible. Then we come to that cupping is not only permissible, it is also prescribed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith which is collected, which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that healing is in three things. He said in the drink of honey, in cupping, and in branding with fire. However, I prohibit and I forbid my followers from branding with fire, which is vaporization. Accordingly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Quran, that the honey of the honeybees is cure. And cupping was prescribed by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many hadith. In one of them, he said that inna fil hijamati shifa, that in cupping there is healing. And another hadith, that the best of your remedies is al hijama, which is cupping. As how and where, oftenly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cupped on his forehead. And once in a sound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was in a state of ihram, had al hajam, applied cupping, on his head, because he had unilateral headache or migraine. So that's effective in case of headache, in case of migraine as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the best remedy if remedies does work. Also, Umm Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, once sought permission from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get cup. So the Prophet ﷺ permitted her, and he invited the same person, Abu Taiba, who was a professional in that field, and he applied cupping on Umm Salama, the mother of the believers. The scholar said that he was related to her like a brother due to cycling, etc. So he was able to give her cupping as well. From that we understand that it's not only permissible, it's also recommended, and it's also permissible even during the state of ihram. And even while a person is fasting, as long as he can maintain his health and strength to preserve and maintain his fasting. As we said, that the hadith indicated that the Prophet ﷺ used to prefer certain areas, such as the head, the forelock, and between the shoulders. As far as who is the professional in that field, people have to figure out, and to be known in every local area and neighborhood, that if the person been in this field for a while and he's known with his religious commitment, because it's not just a profession, it's not just of making money, it's a mean of healing people by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, some people sometimes just exaggerate. They apply cupping to any and everything. Sometimes, not necessarily for every particular disease. If a person is ready to die, there is no remedy whatsoever. So no matter how many times you apply cupping, it won't help, because this person is having an appointment with angel of death and so on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us healing and cure us and protect us from every evil.
Ameen. Sheikh, is there a specific time or particular time where hijama should be or is better to be applied?
In some hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that a person should not seek al-hijama or cupping on certain days, such as Wednesday, for instance, the day and the night. And he said that the cupping should not be sought during this time. But during other times, such as Thursday and Friday, it's permissible. Also, there are certain times where the moon is reaching its fullness. That's also recommended, that 12th, 13th, 14th, and so on. Mm-hmm. Of every Islamic lunar calendar, of course.
Okay, so these are the preferable days.
Yes.
MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khairan, Shaykh.